Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 9, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins, Nafal Habayis Alav Alavav. Let's say a home collapses on a person and on their father. So just to make life a little easier, Reuven is the son, Yaakov is the father. And they both die. Ayalav Amarishav. Or the house collapsed on him and those that would inherit him. So for example, let's say that no one has any children and it falls on Reuven and Shimon, his brother. So there's no one left to inherit. V'haisa love, and now on Reuven, there was Ksubas Isho Balchayv. He owed money to his wife for his Ksuba, for the wedding document, and he never, he had nothing left over, there was no estate. Or he had a Balchayv, he owed money to somebody, and yet there was nothing left over, he died like a pauper. Now, there's actually a big debate here. Yarshe Ha'av, the inheritors of his father, Imrim, they say, Habein Meis Rishon. They say that Reuven died before Yaakov, V'acharkach Meis Av, and then the father died. If so, then Reuven never inherited anything, and whatever is left goes to the inheritors of the father Yaakov. However, Bal Yachayv Imrim, his wife, or the people that he owes money to, say, Ha'av Meis Rishon. No, what ended up happening was that his father died first. Then he inherited for that 60 seconds or 90 seconds that he was still alive. The Achakach Meis Abin, and then afterwards Reuven died, and therefore we should be able to collect from the estate of the father for the kasuba of the wife or whatever he owed, the fellow that he owed money to. So what happens in this situation? Beishamay or Beishamay say, Yachleiku, we divide it. It's mammon, it's man hamutal besafek, which means to say it's funds that are in doubt as to who is the owner. So Beishamay says that we divide it. And the Gemara adds, in Maseches Yavamos, the Gemara says, that according to Beishamay, we say that a shtar, a document, that has within it the right to be collected, it's as if it was collected. So it comes out that the wife, or the Baal Chai, the fellow they owed money to, are considered equal mechzakim. They too are considered that they're holding on to the money, and therefore it's divided. Beis Hillel says, Nechastim Nechaskasam, the property stays where it was. That means to say, the inheritors of the father certainly would inherit him. Now there's a question if the son should inherit or not, and therefore if his Baal Chayv, those that he owes money to, should be able to come and collect. Alchaz, they have to bring proof that the father died first, then the son inherited, and then he died, and if not, they can't collect anything from the estate whatsoever. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.